All right, please come in. Please come in quickly and take a seat with your tens in our circle format. Ladies, please come in quickly. Sit down with your tens in a circle.
They got John on another duty.
Okay, guys, if you can find a seat, please. We're going to be starting in a couple of minutes.
Very soft, very soft. Very soft. No singing.
Please come in and take a seat. Anywhere is all right. Just take a seat anywhere. It's random tens. This will be random tens. Please come in quickly, find a seat anywhere, sit down anywhere with a 10. Shh. right, friends. We're going to start our preparation to our seventh lesson, Weaving a Blanket of Love. You will have noticed a new setup. There's a very good reason for this. I want to introduce you to my great and beautiful friend, Julian Edwards from Toronto.
And I want to introduce you to my great, amazing friend from Florida, Todd.
Thank you. So, we have a new setup, Julian.
That's right. You probably noticed that the preparation typically is done from over here. Right? We started from over here. The guys are running the preparation, right? But today we're gonna try something different. Something very, very different, which is do the preparation with you. That you're going to do the preparation with us.
That's right. We're going to give you the opportunity to come to a level of connection amongst you prior to the lesson so that we can feel what it's like to have a proper preparation, a proper vessel that we can build so that the Rav can deliver all those treasures to us into a properly prepared vessel.
So this connection, what is connection? Is it an emotion? What do you think? Is it something abstract? Or is it something that we can actually harness, that we can actually feel?
Right, and what's the importance of connection? What's the reason that we're here to, what is unity and why do we need it? These are the kinds of things we want to sort of discover with you.
So just to kind of bring it to an emotional level, when you walk into a room and you feel that you belong, when you come to a group of friends and you feel connected to them, the sensation that we build between us, the sense of unity, the sense of belonging, of connection.
Warmth.
This is the goal. This is the goal for the preparation. And we've been preparing for that, haven't we?
We have, yeah. And we want you to feel that. We've had a few days now, a couple days, where we have learned some new things. We've discovered some things about what it means to be a Kabbalist, to engage in the method of Kabbalah. And right now we're going to work on the practical application of that method.
Do you think we can do it?
Are we up for the challenge, friends? Yeah? You think we can do it? For real? They say they're ready, Julian. I don't know.
Are we together? Are we together?
Is there a way to test it?
Okay, we'll test it.
Let's test it. Okay, we have a little game for you, friends. Right where you are, seated. Everyone, put your right hand up in the air, please, with the number one. We are all one. Arms up, everyone. Right hand up. The right hand. I see some lefties. Okay, right hand up. Closing our eyes, everyone with your eyes closed, you will slowly descend your right arm down to the center point. Wait for it, wait for it. Full instructions, Owen. You will slowly descend your right arm down to the point of the center of your circle where all fingers are touching in the middle. And when you feel that all your friends have, don't start yet, Lucian, I see you. When you feel that all those finger points are directly in the center point of your 10, open your eyes all together and you will test your connection to see how accurate you are. It's just a little fun test. All right, go ahead when you're ready. Eyes closed, no cheating. Eyes closed. How are we doing? We got good point of connection? Let's take a look, Julian. You check out the women.
Yes. Oh, we're supposed to touch.
Only one guy. Okay, we got to work on this circle
over
here.
Some success. I see eyes opened over here.
Not bad.
Not bad. It looks like a tapestry.
Very good. Very good. Over here.
This one looks like they must have cheated. There's no way you could have gotten that kind of level of connection. All right. Give yourselves a round of applause. Very good.
Lemon went to LA. Then.
Nicely done. Nicely done, friends. Okay. Shh. Settle. Settle down, please.
All right, let's take another step forward. So the next game that we're going to play is called River of Compliments. And it's pretty easy. You're going to look at the person directly to your right, and you're going to think of something really nice to say to them. Okay? Maybe you know them intimately, and you want to share something that, you know, you really want to give them something from your heart, something that you know about them. Maybe you don't know them, but you like their T-shirt, or you like their shoes, or you like that smile. It doesn't really matter, but just say it with all your heart. Or say, you know, I just met you, I just seen you, and you're great at beautiful eyes.
We want to see if we can strengthen our connection. We had a pretty successful round with that little game there, but this is a way that you might get a little bit more of a feeling of warmth and belonging, like Julian was talking about, that you feel yourselves as one. It doesn't really matter what they say. If you know the person or not, but you might be surprised at the results of a good compliment. And
yeah, no, I'll give you an example. For you know, I've got Todd right here. Todd, I didn't know you sang so beautifully. And it's not so much his voice, but just the devotion and the passion that you have. Thank you, Todd. Love you.
That's more for my ego than anything else, but. So Julie and I will pass it along as well. I'm a great admirer of yours. This is a bit of a cheat because we've known each other so long, but you might not know, but Julian is a powerhouse in Toronto. He's kind of every man. He's been many places. He's bilingual, and he takes care of both the North American Klee and the Latin American Klees. And look, he's...
You want to ruin me now? Okay, great, thanks.
Okay, you get the idea? Okay, so now it's your turn, friends. Similar to a workshop style, everyone listens to the compliment, so you're not over-talking. Each person's going to speak. You have three to four minutes. Just a quick compliment. Pass it around to the right, similar to the workshop. And when you're finished, maybe raise your hand a little bit so we know. Okay, go ahead.
So we're all turning right.
Yeah,
this is weird. But I'm going to just start. So this is way too easy. Stasek.
No.
No, everyone listens. Oh, everybody listens? Julian.
Everyone listens.
Everybody listens to the one compliment, or we just do in pairs?
That's a good point.
No, everybody should listen to each other's compliment. Just pass it along in your circle. One person speaks at a time.
If you're gonna ask someone, they have to speak in this way.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the one used to. Okay, so when you're about to do it, this is what goes to the speaking about who is on the right, it's truly right. When I started studying Kabbalah 12 years ago, I was download as much as I can lessons, video lessons, because I want to breathe and taste everything what have been said. Often lesson was read by you, my friend. Often questions was asked by you. And I truly thought you are very special, very, very special soul who seeking the truth. And you definitely... awakening inside of me is something what was searching the same thing. I'm so proud to be right beside you, and I feel you despite thousands and thousands of miles away from each other. I feel you very close. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, Brandon, you conquered my heart with your great devotion for the friends. And I really you taught me a lot about the right attitude for the Creator.
Gianni, you have an amazing ability to be smooth and calming in chaotic situations. And the way you present that helps draw me in a moment where maybe I'm in my thoughts in my head and whatnot. But when I see you take a deep breath and close your eyes, I kind of know, like, that tidal wave is just about to be smoothed out. I appreciate that.
Stasik. Oh, this is like too much of a pleasure. No, Stasik is an amazing friend. You, to me, are an example of somebody who models their life on Kabbalistic principles. I see you with your family. I see you in the lessons, asking questions that are so on point. They're usually like the question that was in my heart that I wish I had the guts to ask. And you ask questions that, like, really, they're directed towards the advancement of everyone. And that shows me that you are always in the thought of the advancement.
We have some hands up.
But this is my
compliments answer. Are finished. Everybody feeling warm and fuzzy? Very good, very good, very good. Who else is done? If you're finished with your compliments,
Tony,
raise your hands.
I'm not going to say a lot.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Known him for many.
What do you think, Julian?
Okay, let's find out. So,
let's come back, friends.
So, what's the goal? What's the goal here? What's this feeling of connection that we're looking for? Did anybody feel it? Did anybody go beyond what they were feeling before they came into this lesson? That young lady over there just jumped to her feet. Well done. Anybody else? Did anybody else? Yeah, hands are going up. Okay, Todd, so how are we going to move it forward?
I think we can go deeper.
I think so too.
But it's not going to be up to us anymore to guide them.
I think we've done enough.
You have spent now a lot of time together. You've spent time here at the Congress. You've learned a lot.
You've learned a ton.
You've learned how to sing.
How to pray.
You've learned how to stay in silence and make a good intention.
And you've learned to go above the darkness and build something, a high level of connection.
Arvut and a covenant. So we're going to leave it up to you now to create something amongst yourselves in your ten that you think will even strengthen you further, bring you further to connection. But there's going to be a little twist.
Yeah, let's just give them some ideas about what they can do. What do you think?
Well, first of all, why don't we stand up? We've given you a couple games to play. You know our songs. You have the option to pray, sing, sit in silence, make a covenant amongst you, do a workshop. The choice is yours.
You can just hug if you like. How about you make a pact to be here next year? How about you each one do something different? Maybe each one of you wants to do something different. Maybe you want to give a gift to your friends.
Work in bestowal. And when you think and feel as a ten, collectively, that you are prepared properly for this lesson, that your kli, your vessel, right there in your ten, is pure and well prepared for the Rav to be able to deliver unto us from the upper forces the light. When you feel this, you may sit down, and when all of you are seated, every ten is seated,
we'll begin the lesson.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.